Yeah, so let's go back to Rashi. So what does Rashi hold? So Rashi says, it's interesting Rashi. What does Rashi says? V'rabbanan hu de'itzrach, hu de'itzrach. Right, it's the Rabbanan who require it. Right? Require what? It's an interesting Rashi. What do the Rabbanan require? L'mechash l'milsa. The Rabbanan require the chshash. The Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan did is that they said we're choshesh here. The bottom last Rashi. Rabbanan hit the hudi itzrichu. What's Rashi coming to say? He's saying it's not that they required. What would you expect? You'd expect Rashi to say that it was the Rabbanan who required the shliach to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Right? Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's explaining he's explaining why they have the takana. Because they really, really should say Rov Bikin Lishma. And even according to Rav Meir, it's a miut of a miut. So there's no reason for it. There's no reason Mikir Adin to do anything. And the Rabbanan made a requirement to be choshesh for the thing. Because that's the din of the Rabbanan. To have the chshash. Now, Rashi is explaining how it exists. It exists as a chshash. That's the idea, right? They're not requiring it. They're not saying it's puzzle. It exists as a chshash. So the aid to the shliach is coming. In what context? It's important to know what the shliach is doing. The shliach is not coming to prove an unknown. You understand? If the shliach were coming to prove an unknown, then you'd need two. Rashi's saying no. Really, Mikra Din, we hold it's good. But the Rabbanan impose a din of chshash. And the shliach now is coming to remove the chshash. You understand? Shliach is coming to remove the chshash. So he's saying, at this point, the Gemara is saying one person could remove chshash. One person couldn't establish a fact, but could remove a chshash. And really, that's the whole thing here. The Rabbanan demand that we recognize this chshash. Yeah, so what is the chshash about? What is the chshash about? I mean, Rashi is a little bit vague here, isn't he? He says, Rabbanan hu ditzrichu lemechash lemilsa, to be choshish for the thing. Why? Because there is a case that a guy could find a shtar. Right? But he doesn't want to say you're choshish for that, because that's not what we asked the guy. Right? You may... Lemechash lemilsa. What does it mean, lemechash lemilsa? For? Right? See, that's what the Ron was trying to explain. The Ron that we were doing the other day. That the Ron is a difficult Ron. Just shot-wise, it's a difficult Ron. Isn't it? We didn't do it inside, did we? The Ron is difficult, shot-wise. The Ron says like this. He's saying it in terms of answering the problem of the other chshashos, but he says we're not choshes for the other things because the sofer stam sofri the daini migmar gemiri ukichshoshesu bilishma lo mishum sofer. It's sort of like it's a strange rhyme. He's saying that why he's saying we're not choshes lishma because of the sofer, right? If it were because from the sofer we can rely on the fact that the sofer knows what he's doing. Ela mishum dilma ichtave bar mase viyove lahai dishmei kishmei. So why are we choshesh? He says we're not choshesh for lishma because of the sofer, but because maybe he got the get from somebody else. The only problem is, afa pishein choshin l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon, even though we're not choshish for two people with the same name, elim kein huchzaku, so that chash also we wouldn't be choshish for. Right? Kevan de'ika nami miut de'miuta de'safri de'logamiri chayshinan. It's very difficult to understand them. What are we choshish for? What are we choshish for? We're choshish what? Saying, if you can say we're choshish for the sofer, there's no reason to be choshish for the sofer. The stam sofer knows what he's doing. So why are we only, choshish? Because maybe a guy dropped it. Oh, but we'll never be choshish for the guy. We're not choshish for two people in the same town, unless we know there are two people in the same town. Oh, but since there also are soferim, the very meat of soferim don't know what they're doing, which was something we weren't concerned about before. Now we're choshish for what? Now we're choshish that the guy got it from a friend? I mean, why does that make it more likely that the guy got it from a friend? What are you choshish for in the end? Are you choshish that the sofer doesn't know what he's doing, or are you choshish that the guy got it from someone else?
Both of which are far-fetched.
Why does the fact... He sounds like he's saying we're choshish that he got it from someone else, which wouldn't be choshish for, except for the fact that some soferim are the meat of soferim don't know what they're doing. So, but what does that have to do with getting it from somebody's from his friend? Right. So that's what we're saying. The chashash is for lishma. Right, but he's saying we're not choshish lishma because of the sofer. Stam sofer, you wouldn't be choshish. And we wouldn't be choshesh, just stam that there were two people in the same town with the same name, right? Those two as individual choshos are not enough to be choshesh. He's saying, but in combination, then we could be then ika lemechash lemilsa. It means say for something. For some, we're choshesh for a defect in lishma. We're not choshesh for a particular event. The choshish for a defect in lishma, and since these two, there are two possible ways of each on its own, we wouldn't be choshish. But the rabbanon say now we have to be choshish for the general idea of lishma, not for any specific event. But what's difficult is why couldn't Rashi just say rabbanon who did srichu lemechash lemilsa, and that's it. In other words, there still is a meat of sofrim who aren't good. Why do you have to come up with another possibility in order? Why can't the rabbanon say, look, in this case, we want to be choshesh? Because it's very serious. We decide we want to be choshesh. It is true, you have rov to rely on, but we want to be machmir here. In other words, it would seem like this, that you can't change the way halacha makes a decision in one particular case. If we say that the meat of the meat we're not choshish for, then you can't say but this time we are. They had to put the chashash in a different way. They have to say it's possible that he didn't even get the get from the from the, they had to create another mechanism of chashash, it seems, in order to allow this chashash to exist. Go a little further. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. V'hocha mishum iguna ikilu bo rabbanon. Right? So what does that mean? Right. I mean, the truth is, that's like the Ron says, as the Ron later says, we're only really choshish for the Baal. Because we say like this, that the Baal, since the Baal sent the get through a shliach, we're worried, maybe in his mind, it wasn't a done deal. And he is having second thoughts.
When? 4 hours after he sent the
shliach? After he sends the shliach.
I thought there was an after. If he sends the shliach,
no. He can still change his mind. But as long as the shliach doesn't... No, it's a shliach halacha. Not a shliach kabbalah. Right? That's what the Ron explains later. That's the difference between the shliach kabbalah and shliach halacha. That all of this whole realm of chashash is only exists because... Since the Baal is giving the get in a way where in his mind it's not done yet when he sends the shliach, right? It's not finalized until the shliach gives it to the wife. So we're worried that maybe he has a second thought and he's going to come and try to undo it.
So that's the milsa.
That's really, yeah. We're really worried. That's the Ron. I said that we would try to do that Ron. The Ron who Ron explains that first Rashi, right? Where Rashi says it's only a shliach of holocha. But if the shliach is a shliach of Kabbalah, right? If the wife sent a shliach to the Medina Sayyam to receive the get for her, when that shliach brings the get back, we don't make him say b'fanenechta or anything like that. So that's the Ron on Bays. He said the Chos of Rashi in the Rif, the Chos of Rashi. He says, "Venirli shekosav came mishum di'i." Rashi says, "Only a shliach of the baal, not a shliach of the woman." Di'i avi shliach lekabola kevan she'aisha nisgarsha bekabolaso ainu sarach lomer fanenechtam. Right. I skip one more line. He says, "V'taimed demilso the kevan demidina lo tsarach elam bnei chshash shema yovah baal v'ya'arer ain lachosh li'ir uro." Elikishahu knows no lishliach laholacha lefisha b'shosha get yotze mitachas yodo eino gomer magarish adayin lefikach choshen shema yimloch v'ya'arer. So he says, as long as the baal, as long as that's human nature, as long as in your mind it's not final, as long as you didn't do a maisa that's final, your mind still dwells on it. You know what I mean? So that was the chashash that they're worried about. That since he's sending the get through a shliach, he didn't do a fully. Sometimes people will feel that they're going to make less of a decision if they feel it's undoable. You know what I mean? They feel as long as it's not completely done, they don't have the same level of gemir's das when they do it as if it were completed with the maisa. So he's saying that the maisa of giving it to a shliach to deliver it to your wife, psychologically, is, and in reality, it's not complete. It's not a complete maisa. So we're choshesh that he's going to change his mind, because he's still thinking it over. He's still thinking it over. If you give it to the wife's shliach, then you're certain when you do it, because that is the gittin, that is the maisa gittin right there. But to send it with a shliach for halacha, that's not a maisa gittin. That's just a heksha for the maisa gittin. So we're worried that he's still thinking about it. That's why, that's like you're saying. But we're not just choshesh stam that Edom are going to come and apostle things. The problem is that the very nature of this situation leaves open for the baal to think it over. In your mind, because it could be the Ron is not saying the guy's really lying. It's like a psychological uncertainty. Like you just, as long as in your mind you feel like you're not, there wasn't a clear break where there had to be a decision, you could feel like you were unsure about what you were doing. Come to think of it, was I really certain? Maybe I wasn't really certain. You know, not necessarily that he's really a liar. So that's the problem. So now the Gemara says, okay, so you're worried about Lishma, but then you wanted to be Mekel, so you allowed one aid, who's the Shliach. Dafka the Shliach. But the only problem is, now you're still setting up a situation where the Baal can come back and cause trouble. Interesting Rashi. So the Gemara says, no, we don't have a problem. Why? Because since you have to give it in front of two or three, he's going to be very careful. And Rashi learns who's the he? The shliach is going to be very careful. It's funny. Rashi says the shliach is going to be very careful. Go ahead, Rashi. So it's a very interesting Rashi. So Rashi's saying that what? That since the shliach has to give it in front of two or three, apparently he has to know that before he leaves, right? So he's going to be sure to check it out. He doesn't want to make himself look foolish over there. So he's going to make sure that he knows what he's doing, and the Baal is definitely on board, and he doesn't want the Baal to come back and complain that it wasn't done right. And then Rashi says, so how does he get rid of the problem? So then he says, so then even if the Baal comes, we won't listen to him. Even if the Baal comes, we won't listen to him. In other words, what Rashi's saying, we have a little bit of machlokas and pshat here. I'm saying that what Rashi is saying is like this, saying since we know the Baal, that the Shliach is so medayek, to the point that he's convinced the Baal won't come, then even if the Baal comes, we don't listen to the Baal anymore. Because you need that level of diuk. Can we, but others are saying, that Rashi's learning, Rashi's saying two possibilities. Either he won't come, or we won't listen to him. But according to the, but it's two pshatim. I'm saying it shouldn't be vi'inami, it should just be inami. Now, what I'm saying is like this. Al pi svar, what I'm saying is like this. How is Rashi learning the sugya? He's saying that what was the din over here? The din is chshash. That's the din. So, b'fonai nechtav or b'fonai nechtam, that's the Gemara's kasha. That if the b'fonai nech, if the statement of the shliach is what we're relying on to remove the chshash, right? So he's just a statement of one. That's just a statement of one. In other words, if the chshash is real, and when now we need the shliach as a statement like edus, and we're going to rely on one aid for this, right? But the Baal as a ma'arer is more powerful than one aid, because he's the Baal Dover himself. He's the Baal Dover himself. So then you're going to need two to answer the Baal. Okay? What Rashi's learning is that the Gemara says no. That the Takana was that because of the Chshash, they instituted the get to be given in a way that removed the Chshash. You understand? The whole procedure of the guy knowing he has to go and say this removes the whole Chshash. It's not that when he comes, conceptually there's two ways of looking at it. That really there's a chshash, and when he comes, he answers the chshash. But the chshash exists, and he's coming with an answer. Okay? Then the Gemara says that's not good enough, because then the Baal as a ma'arir will reinstate the chshash. Okay? So the Gemara's answer is, according to Rashi, no, it's not that there's a chshash and the words of the shliach are an answer to the chshash, but they instituted that a get that's given the Medina Sayyam should have a process that itself removes chshash. And as long as the process is followed, we don't have chshash anymore. The Baal's error is based on the fact that there is an underlying chshash. And it's true that the aid, that the shliach, can be an answer for it, but it still exists as a chshash with an answer. Then the Baal's error will come and remove the shliach's answer. But if the whole thing, if the whole setup removes the entire chshash itself, then once the Baal comes, the Baal's error is only when there's a basis for chshash. Yeah. Because they just created it. Because the way they set it up, this setup, the whole setup of giving it is itself a removal of the entire chshash. Huh? Making the shliach. Now, as Rashi is saying, making the shliach say something about it ensures that he becomes a better ne'eman. You understand? That makes him more of a ne'eman. It's not that he just casually saw it and is reporting what he saw. The fact that he has to say it gives him greater ne'emanus in executing his original duty. See, in other words, that's how the Gemara started. Gemara first thought it was a real unknown. Gemara first thought that we have an umdana that it's not kosher, and now we need to establish it's kosher. That was the original way. So it says, oh, then you need to aid him. That's vada, you need to aid him. Right? Then the Gemara says, oh, there's a chshash, right? And since the chshash is drabbanon, so we'll take aidus of one to remove the chshash. Right? But then the aidus of one to remove the chshash can be contradicted by the Baal to bring back the chshash. Then the Gemara is saying, no, the real answer the Gemara is saying is, it's not that there's a chshash that we have one aid on, the very process of the shliach coming and saying is a process itself which for us removes the chashash.
Like seeing with our own eyes.
Like, yeah. It removes the whole basis for chashash. Because now the only reason there's a basis for chashash is that things were done lackadaisically. And the guy wasn't really serious. And maybe you thought you saw Lishma, but I'm telling you it wasn't Lishma. But that would just be like the shliach. In other words, the original Gemara thought the shliach was like outside of the inyan. He's just an observer on the lishma. Then, as an observer, the baal is greater than him. You understand? The baal is in the inyan, and he's just outside observer. But the fact that they instituted this idea makes him personally involved. That's why the Gemara says he makes him osi baal amar. He says. Lo osi le'ouye nafshe. He himself has a personal stake in this. They make it in a way, not just coming, oh, by the way, when you were there, did you see everything going smoothly? Then he would just be an observer from the outside. And he would, to the best of his recollection, he would say what he saw. Okay? But once he knows, he would have to. But once he knows, and he couldn't go back and see it any better. But once he knows he's going to have to do this, right now he becomes that gives him a greater nemanus because he's involved himself, and that removes the whole that ensures that the procedure of giving it to the shliach itself, because we're not really believing the guy. Now, that's the point. The point is, we're not really believing the guy. It's not a matter of believing what he says. It's the fact that he has to say that in front of us, in front of the group, ensures that the process of making the get and handing it over to him was done perfectly. And once we have a knowledge that the thing was done well, there's no makom for error. Error is only when there's no kiyum. In other words, that's what he's saying. He's saying, midrabbanan, they made this like a kiyam. This is like a kiyam of the shtar itself. This whole setup is itself the kiyam ashtar. You understand? Once the get is mekuyam, we don't have an error. So they said, how are they mekayim the get? They mekayim the get. How is this one aid mekayim the get? He's mekayim the get not as an aid. He's mekayim the get as being part of the procedure itself. You understand? And that ensures for us that the process is good. Now we have a kiyum aget. Once you have a kiyum aget, there's no error. Alright, let's take the way that Tosus learns this. Let's take the way Tosus learns this quickly, okay? What's Tosus's chashash? What's the chashash according to Tosus? It's interesting. What does he say, Lefish Ein Bikiyum Lishma? It's a strange way of learning Lefish Ein Bikiyum Lishma. How does he learn? He learns, yeah, it's like a strange idea, that they really know all the dinim. Now, the same question, why aren't you choshesh for mechubar and all these other things? So it's because they know the halachos, but they don't accept the drasha of lishma. They don't accept the drasha of lishma. And then he has to learn that when it says that they learned it later, it means they were makabal it. Right? I mean, what kind of a person is this? What kind of a person is this that we're talking about? Really? The strange description of a sofer. Yeah.
No, either way. Any shot you're going to take,
In other words, mechubar is not easy to find. I mean, mechubar comes from a drasha, the kosov of an oson. Right? I mean, the big lamdanim, the lamdanim to understand that it has to be, can't be mechubar, because of the darshan, the kosov of an oson. But law lishma they don't like. I mean, I'm just trying to say, what type of a person is this? What type of a person are we talking about? What kind of a person is this? He's a baal. What type of a person is he? It's not like Rashi saying that originally just they don't know things. They just know. I understand you say guys don't know things, right? They don't know. But Tosus is making it like they know everything, but they just reject this one concept.
So are you asking why they specifically reject this one concept?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
this specifically. What type of a person is this? He has all the technical things he's machmir on, So he's obviously some sort of a knowledgeable person, but he just rejects this one concept. Notice Tosis is never worried about the Baal. Tosis is never worried about the Baal. Tosis holds it always goes straight through the Sofer. Yeah, concrete, right. In other words, they have technical, they're concrete people, right? Technically knowledgeable. So anything that they learned as a technical Maisa in a Sias Hashtar, they'll accept, right? Because that is a technical, that they agree. In other words, they do agree with a Mesorah and Halacha. But they're not conceptual. They don't have any concepts. Yeah, in other words, there's no difference in the ksiva of what you're thinking of lishma. Anything that's a difference in, they're like technical craftsmen, right? They're more like technical craftsmen, not halachic-minded. So anything, they'll accept anything that they were taught in terms of the technical asiyah, they're not going to question that. That's part of the technical asiyah. But they don't have any lumdus. So what's the difference? Did I make the letters right? Not make the letters right? What's the run? The letters are right. I have to think something. That they don't hold from, right? That was the very original. So that was the original chash. So then you would need two edim, right? And then the Gemara comes down and says, no, really, stam safi d'daini migmar gemiri. And by the way, Tosus doesn't say it is a miuta d'miuta. He says v'avi kemo miuta d'miuta. Lo chashina filo remer. Because miyuta the miyuta doesn't really mean that necessarily. Like the Gemara in Yevamos, the Ritva also mentions. Gemara in Yevamos says that that a rove and a chazaka is called a miyuta the miyuta according to Reb Meir. Like if you have a rove that she is kasher l'shuk, and then there's only a miyut that she's not kasher l'shuk, so you combine those two according to Reb Meir and it has the din of a miyuta the miyuta. The real case of miyuta the miyuta is over there in the Avodah Zarah. Has that there was that says that. That rov agolos, it says, they would shecht for vozar. Rove of the calves, they would shecht for vozar. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Meir, why does that have to be rove? Even if a meat was shecht for vozar, it should be no good, according to Reb Meir. Right? So the Gemara says, no, because most of the animals are not calves. So calves themselves is a meat. Right? And if it was only a meat of the calves, then it would be a meat of a meat. You ever see Venn diagrams? Yeah. Big circle is all the animals. Then there's only a little circle is calves. So that's a miyut. So he says, unless there was a rove of that miyut, then according to Reb Meir, it would be a miyut of a miyut. You understand? But miyut of a miyut has to really be like that. If you're going to say miyut of a miyut in a real way, it has to be that there's a rove within a rove. You know what I mean? That's not really the case over here. Anyway, so what does he say? So why did the Rabbanan require this chash? Let's just get this far of Tosus. So what does Tosus say? He says he's not choshesh for picking up a shtar. He goes, that's wrong. It's not the chash. Right? So what is the chash? Take a look at the Tosus on top of Gimel. Right? The one that starts with the Rabbanan. He says, V'omer ri. Dehad itzruch rabbanan hacha haynu kidei shelo ya'arer habal v'yomer shekosfo ha'sofer kidei l'islamed. So the error is just stam. That what? The guy is going to say that the sofer didn't write it properly. See, it's an interesting thing. Tosus is just saying that what? What's the chashash? No, it's Rashi saying it's chachamim means what? That they elevated the level of the chashash because they combined it with the other chashash. Right? Then they set up a real din of chashash. Like the Ran. I'm learning the Ran like Rashi. Rashi's like the Ran. Yeah, because Rashi brings in the case of that you could find it.
I thought that was the only one.
No, that's not really what you're worried about. You're worried about Ika Isrichu Lemechosh Lemilsa Mishum de Ika Dashka Chakasa Valmid. But you're not worried for that case, Dafka. Right? There's another chash. Now, as Rashi is learning that Stam Sofri is Migmar Gemiri, therefore we don't worry at all about the Sofer not being Lishma. Right? So you have to say, when we say the Rabbanan HaChoshesh, he has to find another reason for the Chashash. Right? Correct? But Tosfos doesn't. Tosfos just says, even though most Sofrim are good, what are we Choshesh for? We're just Choshesh that the guy's going to come and say the Sofer wasn't good. Correct? Correct?
Huh?
Yeah, that this sofer didn't do it for didn't do it lishma. Right. What's the chashash though, according to Tosfos? What is he in the end? Shehu lohaya baki lishma. Who is he talking about? We'll see if we can get through there. Now let's take a look at Tosfos. Chad asi balam ara posole. Right. So he says like this: Yesh lefarish de posole le mamish. Question is it really possible? Okay. Afagav lo mehemon, v'leika elalaz ba'alma mifsal. So he says that what? That really, if the Baal comes and says it wasn't written lishma, that's just laz. That's just laz. Lashon hara. Yeah. And we really wouldn't believe him. Strange Tosfos. We wouldn't believe him. So why would we possibly get? But we'd still possibly get. We still possible to get. He says, "Vim tomar im kain my sokot daitach de mahani b'fonai nechtav kaven de akati ika laz." So but the only problem is like this. So why did the Gemara think that what? Now, as Tosa saying that the Gemara's havamina was that having one aid is only going to help you because it will prevent the Baal from coming. Right? That was the Gemara's Havamina. Having one aid will help you. Why? Because it will just prevent the Baal from coming. The Baal will think nobody's going to believe him. The Baal will think that nobody's going to believe him. Umi we mapik le mifsal. But it will possible it. If he actually comes out, will amai the sokat daita chadik tani im yeshal of orim iskayim bechosmov, koi nami I maybe get midias ayom. So you have to learn the end of the Mishnah where it says that what, that if there are orim, you have to be mekayim it. It was going even on the first case. I maybe get midias ayom tzarach shiyom b'fanei nechtam. And if there are orim, if the Baal is ma'arer, and then you're going to need to bring Edom to remove the laws. Okay. Umashani, so what's the Gemara's answer? Medak daik velo osi ba'al la'arer. Now, what's the question? Tosa's question is, what was the Havmina? What was the Eid Echad doing according to the Havmina? How is it helping according to the Havmina? If the Gemara says that one aid is not going to prevent the laws from possibly the get, so why would you have that one aid? Doesn't make sense. Yeah, what is the value of one aid? If one aid, if the shliach coming and saying it was written in front of me is not going to help, because the Baal will come and be motzi laz, impossible to get, so what was the takana of having one guy come?
Maybe it wouldn't
pass.
Huh?
No. Tosfos is learning the question. He's saying, Osi Baal Ma'arer Uposole. Right? Chad Osi Baal Ma'arer Uposole. Right? The Gemara is saying, have the Shliach say it was written in front of me. Right? And then the Gemara says, why? The Baal will come, be Ma'arer, impossible to get. Right? And then the Gemara gives an answer, Medak Dayak. But he's saying, but according to the Havamina, what did the Gemara think? That what? That even with the shliach saying b'fanei nechtam, the Baal could still possible to get, right? Right. So what was the purpose of having the shliach at all? But he's learning. It's an interesting Tosfos. He's learning that answer, even according to the Havamina, it had to make sense. The Gemara is not saying that the whole thing doesn't make sense. The Gemara is asking a kasha on it. Saying, what you're saying is good, but here's a kasha. But what was good about it? So he's saying what was good about it was that it would prevent the Baal from coming. That was the Gemara's Havamina. Gemara's Havamina was that as long as you have the Shliach come and say it, that's helpful. Right? That itself is helpful. But then the Gemara says, it's true, it's helpful. It's true, it's helpful. Because what does it mean, Nikilube? Right? Hai kulahu chumrahu. It's mashma that the Gemara understood it to be doing something, but saying the only thing is that what it's doing is not good enough. But what is it doing? Right? So he's saying, according to the Havmi, the only thing that it's doing is preventing the Baal from coming and being ma'arir. But if he would come, it would be puzzle. Right? You know what I'm saying? That's puzzle. But what's the Gemara's answer then? So he says, so what's the teretz? Umishani medak daik velosi baal la'arir. Vafilu im ya'arir lo yaminuhu v'leik alaz klau. In other words, let's just understand. What I'm trying to say is Tosus is learning the Gemara. How is he learning the Gemara? He's learning the Gemara that what? That what was really the whole chashash here? What was the whole chashash here? The chashash really is laz. Right? It's not that we're choshesh me'ikara, that maybe the get's not good. Right? It's not that we're really worried the get's not good. Even beginning, we're not really worried that the get's not good. We're worried that the Baal will come and be ma'arer, right? And create laws. And then the laws, we're not going to accept the get with laws, right?
Well, so the get won't be accepted with laws.
The get will not be accepted with laws.
Medina, maybe we were supposed to, but abased them
all. Yeah, that's right. Maybe Medina is, but abased them all. Okay? So then what? So then the Gemara says, so we have the Shliach say b'fonei nechta b'fonei nechtam. Right? But Tosus is learning that even at that point, if the Baal would come, it still would be possible. Okay? So that was the Gemara's question. Is it true having one aid come will prevent a lot of the Baalim from coming and complaining because they're going to think it's futile? But in reality, if they do come, it will possible to get. Right? So in the end, the takana is not really going to be so good. So what's the Gemara's answer? Medak dayak, and what? And now we won't take the laws. Why? Well, yeah. Why is there no laws at all now?